broadcasting from AnyUpMagazine.com in Tampa Bay, Florida,
with your hosts, Chris Cosenza and Scott Long.
It's time to Ante Up. July 25th, 2008, you're listening to the best poker podcast on the planet, and I'm here with my good friend Scott Long. Scott, I can't wait to get to part two this week, because you're gonna just make me laugh, I know, with those interviews.
We've got some funny interviews from the Expo. I mean, last week we got the instructional ones out, not that they weren't entertaining.
And I'm a much better player this week.
Exactly.
I am a much better player this week.
We've spun the poker whiz wheel around a couple times, and
and we didn't take a whiz while we were playing.
Exactly.
I am ready to go.
And of course, last week on one of the interviews, we introduced you to the new game, 211 Poker.
211.
And we've got emails already about other crazy games out there, and we love the crazy games.
Yeah, I know what email you're going to talk about, and this is just insane. This is just insane.
All right, so we got an email from J.C. Hammond, Andy Upper, and he's a college student in Texas, and those people are crazy into poker now.
Yeah, of course they are.
I wish I had played poker back in college, because maybe I wouldn't need to be doing this podcast or magazine thing now. I could be rich.
And you know they're playing on with their Merriam-Webster's dictionary right next
exactly.
to them.
Exactly.
I don't even know what games exactly they are playing.
So he says he's got a room full of statisticians and math geeks.
Yeah.
Which is great. And so they decide to play double flop, Omaha, high low, pot limits.
Oh my God, that is insane. But they're like the only people who could keep track of all that,
exactly.
So more power to them.
Exactly. I mean, there are abacuses everywhere. Abacais?
Abacais? Is that how you'd say it?
Abacai. Maybe, yeah.
But you know we inspired it, because double flop.
Yeah.
Where else would they hear about double flop than any
other? Exactly.
So we totally inspired this unruly game at the dorms.
You know, and I think we joked about doing this in our home game once, and we always like, ha, 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 that's kind of funny. But no, these guys, seriously, they got in there. And my favorite part of this email was that at first it got pretty confusing, JC says. Sometimes splitting the pots into twelfths.
Hey, do you think these guys' parties are, if you want to like relate it to like a frat party, instead of chug, chug, they're like, pot, 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 you know, bit pot, bit pot. I think that's what it's like when you look at these guys and their little, you know, get-togethers for playing poker. They're so smart, you know, that's what gets a rise out of them.
Oh,
pot,
my God.
Pot, pot.
And JC is being nice, too. He says he's not going to submit any hands we had that night for eligible, that might be eligible for Hand of the Week, because I'm sure it would have your listeners rushing to the medicine cabinet with massive headache.
Man, I love this letter so much, I'm going to put it in our magazine for September.
Excellent.
That's just a great letter.
He's on the lookout for some other crazy games to play there, so maybe hopefully he listened last week and caught the 211 poker.
Man, that is awesome.
That we can play.
Well, speaking of Omaha, you have a little newsy nugget from Binion's.
All right, another great email from a listener. He's sending us a little link from Pokerati,
right.
Website that,
right.
that loves Annie up, too.
Yeah.
And apparently our good friends at Binion's are off their rockers. They're going crazy.
They have to adjust to these new times.
When I was out there for the series, they had a horse game going on, which was great, and they had all kinds of other games. There were plenty of good tournaments in their Binion's Classic. Now, they apparently have started a list of new tournaments during the week for non-Hold'em games.
Like Omaha.
Some of these games may not be yet in the dictionary.
I wonder if Omaha's in the dictionary.
But here is the schedule that's forwarded to us. Tuesdays at 6, various games. Raz on the first Tuesday. Deuce to 7, triple draw on the second Tuesday. 5-card draw on third Tuesday. I mean, this means there's going to be nobody playing video poker that night. Badoogie on the fourth Thursday. And Greg Raymer's in town.
Yeah.
Buy-ins are going to be $100 plus a $10 staff bonus. And I like the staff bonus. We didn't talk about that before. But that's a nice way of getting on this whole tipping thing.
Tipping thing, yeah.
And they usually give you a lot of good chips for that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Wednesdays are going to be 6-handed no limit hold'em. Friday's a horse for $150 buy-in. Saturday's limit Omaha high low, my game.
Awesome Omaha.
And then Sunday's pot limit Omaha, the game of pros.
Yeah, the game of the pros.
And these are all $100 and up, so it's a good juicy buy-in there, plus the bonus thing. And wow. Crazy games going on.
Well, they're trying to adjust, man. There's so many tournaments going on out there, so many things going on, and you know, Binion's is pretty old, so. But trying to adjust and try to get the people who really like poker and not just No Limit Hold'em specialists to come out and see their room, man. I love it there. It's my favorite card in the room.
It is. It's a lot of fun. And, but...
You have a point here?
It just ran away.
Your point just left your head. I literally saw it scoot out of your ear.
No, but here's the good thing is that we like to see all these good games. There's so many tournaments going on now. It's hard to really differentiate yourself in Vegas. I mean, you go out there now, all those rooms have No Limit. And so they started pushing them later in the night, so now they're advertising their 4 a.m. tournaments or their 1 a.m. tournaments.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's really hard to get to break free and show something different, so this is a way to break. But the other thing, too, is are people actually going to show up and play in them? That's the thing.
Well, we'll find out, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, going from one strange tournament to another, tomorrow we're playing Apes, and we're playing the first thing we've never done before, something we've never done, Pot Limit Hold'em and Pot Limit Omaha. And Ha, as it's called, I still won't ever understand that. I don't care however you explain it to me with Omaha with an A, and I don't care. I'll still never understand it. But I'm looking forward to it. It's noon Eastern time, Saturday, of course. And it's July 26th, for those of you listening in the back log there. And 5+50, which is very affordable.
Absolutely.
And our friends from across the way will be able to play over in Europe and places further east. And I'm pretty excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. And I think that I'm going to take the banana down.
Are you? That's a pretty bold statement.
Because Pot Limit is my specialty.
All right, I'm gonna half of the banana. I'm gonna do really well in one of the two games. I'm not sure which one. We'll just see how I do in the other one.
I'm not splitting my banana with you, buddy. So you can just forget it.
All right, I'll just take the peel.
Okay, after I'm done, you can have the peel. And of course, you'll slip on it.
Yeah, I was gonna say when I get a big chip stack, I'm gonna slip and fall.
So make sure you guys come out and play with us because we're looking for a big crowd here. I want to make sure that it's not just one of those 40 people show up. No, we want to break. Three figures. Over-under, Scott? What's the over-under?
I'm going to say an even 100.
All right, I'm going to take the under.
You always take the under.
Because I'm challenging them to come out.
No faith in the Antiep Nation.
I'm challenging them to come out and break the over-under.
Well, I'll tell you one guy that might be really fun to have in an Apes tournament, and actually two guys. I would love to see either John McCain or Barack Obama get in Apes and fight like the Dickens for a banana.
Well, the best part about McCain playing is he'd forget what game he was playing.
Oh, ouch.
I would love to play Horse with McCain. He'd think he's playing Raz and we're playing Stud, you know, because he can't keep anything straight these days. So I would love to have McCain. Barack? No, I don't think so. He's a pretty good poker player. He's pretty determined.
All right. Well, there's probably a little chance that either one of them will engage in a $5 online tournament. If you're out there looking for somebody to support or to talk about poker playing in this election, Michelle, one of our listeners, had forwarded us a link. There is a Poker Players for Obama group set up on the Obama campaign website.
Wow.
And real quickly, that's my.barackobama.com. And there's a lot of slashes and pages and groups and Poker Players for Obama. But you can find it by doing searching. And they had a little group there set up, and it looked like a couple hundred people, and I checked on last time.
Wow.
People banded together, love of poker, and their love of Barack Obama. I do not know yet if there's a Poker Players for John McCain group out there, but there are. I'm sure one of our listeners will let us know.
I hear there's a Candyland game for McCain supporters out there somewhere. I'm not sure.
But what would be more fun, maybe, is a Poker Players for Bob Barr. Mm. Or Ralph Nader.
Yeah.
Or, you know, some of those lower tier candidates.
The Green Party. Oh,
or
man.
Mr. Bill.
They have to use four colored card decks. Mr. Bill.
Oh, well, you had a great interview a little bit ago, and we're going to hear it on the show in a couple weeks, right?
Absolutely. I think next week we'll play it. It's Evelyn Ng. And we had a lot of fun. And, you know, you go into these interviews and you think, all right, I'm going to learn as much as I can about this person. And then, you know, when I talk to her, I'm going to sound like I know who she is, and we've been friends forever and everything. So the first thing I ask her about is her nicknames.
Yeah.
And let's just say that I got her nicknames wrong.
Oops.
You know, because her name's Evelyn.
Yeah.
And I was calling her Evie.
Uh-oh.
Like Evie, you
instead
know.
Instead of Evie.
Yeah, instead of Evie. So she was like, yeah, it's pronounced Evie. And I'm like, dope. So there'll be some creative editing next week in the interview. But look for that to be played next week, and then also I'm going to have it in our magazine,
our debut issue.
It'll be our national spotlight page. So look for that. So she was a lot of fun, and we had a lot of mutual friends. So that was kind of cool.
Did you ask her about the guitar?
I definitely asked her about guitar.
When I was out in Vegas, I saw her on stage, looked like she was playing a guitar, and I'm like, wow.
Let's just say that she is a big-time gamer.
All right,
and she's really good. So I clearly asked her about that. You know what, too? I wanted to be the first person to not ask her about Chip Tricks, and I didn't. I said, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to fall back to this.
Restrain yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to take it to another level and talk about stuff that not that many people know about her. So it was pretty good. So look forward to that next week.
All right, our hotline is ringing, our brand new hotline.
It's awesome. The hotline is installed, and we already have a clip.
All right, and again, if you want to get in the game, and at some point we're going to have a sponsor for this.
We don't know when.
Give you free swag. Number is 813-448-1120. And as always, you can record your own little clip and email it to us.
Absolutely, but remember,
editor@andyup.com.
Got to stay within 1 minute.
Andyupmagazine.com.
Got to stay within 1 minute.
That's right, 1 minute. That's the rule.
And so when you don't get swag from us, it's all Scott's fault.
All right, great. All right, let's listen to this week's hotline clip.
Hey, Chris and Scott, just listen to the worst show of all time. It was about an hour of people telling you all about your 100th episode or whatever. Y'all should do a podcast about pot, because y'all suck at poker. Next time you come up to Canada, hit me up.
Well, I guess we'll know where we get the pot from. If there's any left.
And of course he didn't tell us who he was or where he was from, but you know, all he knows is we suck, and we should talk about pot. So I don't know anything about marijuana.
All right, we'll have to work on that. We'll do some get on the web, do some research.
We'll go to the corner and see if somebody down there will sell me a nickel bag, and we'll do our show next time high. What is that all about, man? And like he knew it was coming. He knew we were doing the roll call. We talked about it. You know?
Wow. All right.
We suck.
Yeah. Well, we knew that.
Well, then on that note, let's try to do some hand analysis and move on to 1 minute mystery.
Greetings, this is Columbo from PokerWannabe.blogspot.com, and this is another 1 minute mystery. The Case of the Charging Bull. It's level 3 in a multi-table tournament, and we are the big stack at the table with 7,500. In seat 1, we have a well-known solid player who has many caches. He has about 2,700 in chips. Me? I'm in seat 5 on the button.
yes, Lieutenant Columbo. Sorry to disturb you.
It folds around to our mid-position player in seat 1, and he raises to 280. That leaves him about 2,500 behind. When it folds around to me at the button, I look down at 8 of clubs, 8 of diamonds. The old 88.
That number is supposedly good luck.
A quick recap finds us in position, relatively deep stacked, and with reluctant blinds. I like a call here. The blinds fold out, and there is now 680 in the pot when we see a flop of 7 of hearts, 4 of spades, 2 of diamonds. And after a short delay, the mid-position player in seat 1 bets 480.
He just bet 2/3 the pot into the big stack. What's your read?
Okay, so we heard this first part last week. We both thought that we should raise for information, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to go, and they're buzzing about it on the blog, so or on the forum. So let's see what part 2 says.
Welcome back. Well, the question ends up being a bit of a misnomer. I decide that, like Captain Kirk, I'm going to change the parameters of the test. I really don't care so much about his holding as I do in sending a message to the table. And that message is, don't mess with the big stack because otherwise you're playing for your entire tournament. Or, don't mess with the bull. Or, I'm swinging a big hammer, so you better be ready to duck. You got it?
Loud and clear, sir. Loud and clear.
I think I am in an optimal position to deliver that message, suspecting that I am ahead of maybe A7 or Ace King, and he's hoping that I have anything but a pair to start with. I lower the boom, and he folds with no delay.
He was making a move.
Yep, and the table will think twice about playing a hand with me like that again. Hopefully the table won't break anytime soon. Until next time, this is Columbo from PokerWannabe.blogspot.com reminding you to recognize opportunities to be the table captain.
to be the table Captain Kirk.
Ooh.
Right?
Okay.
Once he brought up the whole Captain Kirk thing, I knew like half of the Antioch Nation just went, ooh! He said Star Trek! But he did what we said.
Yeah, I want to know whether he, like, you know, tipped his hat and pointed to the star and. The new sheriff at this table.
Oh my god.
Got him to, like, you know, kick the dog just because he could.
Yeah, you gotta wear a vest on the table just so you can do that one thing, you know. Open it up and go.
I like the Marshall. I like the new bravado Columbo.
Yeah, it's nice to see him, you know, take it down and be tough.
No more pained over what decision to make. He's just like, hey.
Yep. You just shove it in there.
Push you around.
That's right.
Of course, so. It might be a different Columbo next week when he's the short stack and can't push anybody around.
Because we'll find out that he did it again on the next hand, the second highest stack at the table, and that guy had the nuts. So we'll see. We'll see what happens next week.
Hi, this is Greg Raymer, better known as the Fossil Man, and you are listening to Annie Up.
All right, Chris, so last week, we like I said, we got you all better at poker. This week, we're going to let you have a little more fun, or get you further outfitted to have more fun.
Excellent.
All right, so let's get right to it. Every year, there's a lot of poker table makers out there, because everybody wants a poker table at home.
And, yep.
Big Slick is one of the big ones out there, and I got a chance to talk to them, so let's start the show with what you can get from very classy tables at Big Slick.
Okay, tell me who you are and who you're with, please.
My name is Mike Burchett. I'm with Big Slick Poker Tables.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about these tables.
We build high-end custom poker tables. We build them from the ground up. And our goal is to build something that the customer's going to be proud to have in their home, that's going to be nicer than what they're going to find anywhere else, and it's completely going to fit in with their home decor.
Okay. Now, are they completely custom, so you can do what you want? Or
you can pick the size, the features, your stain colors, custom cloth, choice of leathers, and anything that I haven't mentioned, if you can envision it, we'll build it for you.
Great. And what is a base? I mean, obviously, you got so much customization, it's hard to get a good price, but what's an average?
On average, in the $2,500 to $3,500 range for a nice table. All of our tables are nice. They normally, on the bottom end, you're looking in about the $1,500 range, on the top end, $4,500 to $5,000.
Okay. And you ship them, I assume?
They're created and shipped all over the country, in Canada and Europe.
All right, great. And so if they want more information, do you have a website they can go to?
We sure do. It's www.bigslickpokertables.com, and Slick is S-L-I-K.
I like how last week Poker Focus was F-O-K-U-S.
Yeah, what's the deal?
And Big Slick, no C-S-L-I-K. It looks really cool when you actually see it, but you struggle a little bit in the audio version.
Yeah.
You have that, well, it's not spelled like you would know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's word of mouth kind of hurts because, you know, people say, oh, BigSlickPokerTables.com or whatever. You're like, oh, Big Slick, and it won't come up, and then you get frustrated. And
so maybe he's got the same site and it mirrors to it, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But the tables were very nice. You know, if you got that kind of cash to spend, I was very impressed with them.
Yeah, they're big time, too. I've seen their ads in all of the major magazines, so hopefully you'll see it in ours, too.
All right, and if you don't want to make your own table, but you want it to have a little custom feel to it, you want to pimp it out, this next guy at Pimp My Tables can help you do it.
Can you tell me who you are and who you're with?
My name's Jason Pace. I'm the owner of Pimp My Table.
All right, it looks like you definitely can pimp your table here. Tell us all about this.
Well, I make custom gaming felts and pool table felts, and I ship them all over the world, and whatever you want, I can make.
Like quality pictures of whatever you want, right?
Yeah. Yeah, these are 720, 720 DPI, and it's dye sublimation. And basically, you just call me up and let me know what you want. I design it, and I email you samples of what it's going to look like, and then I end up sending you an invoice, and pay on the internet or online or whatever you want to do.
All right, so do you actually make the tables, or do you just send the felt so people can make their own tables?
I mainly make the felt.
Okay. What does one of these felts usually run?
It starts about $200.
Okay.
And anywhere from that to 2.5. Depends how many hours we put into it, but okay. Mainly you're going to get
belts around $200.
Now I see them like a Coors Light and something like that. If people want trademark stuff like that, that's all right.
I gotta get permission.
Okay.
Usually, I've been doing like celebrities and BET. I just need BET, Billiard Awards, Gatorade. So I'm starting to do some pleasure celebrities.
All right, great. What's your website if they need more information?
PimpMyTable@yahoo.com.
All right, great.
My email address, or that's my email address. My website is PimpMyTable.net.
All right, great. Thank you.
So as soon as I heard Pimp My Tables, I thought instantly of like the TV show Pimp My Ride. And I thought for sure that there was going to be like a water slide that would take you down to the table, or you'd have a sink where you could rinse and spit, or, you know, get your hair cut, or, you know, I thought there'd be a video game attached to it or something. So basically it's just a felt.
But they're pretty darn cool felts.
Yeah, they're cool.
Go to the guy's website, and they look really nice, and he can put anything on there. He could probably even put the Anti-Up logo on there.
And that'd be cool.
And he has to get permission. But I'm guessing we're probably going to give them permission.
Yeah, we might.
You know, because our listeners sit around and make their own tables.
Absolutely.
And one of the things I always hear from them is the most expensive part is buying the felt.
Yeah.
I mean, why go out and spend the gazillion dollars at Joann Fabrics picking out the slick green stuff when you can get Anti-Up,
baby.
Or Kiss. Or whatever else.
Kiss.
Yeah, it has the Kiss one on there. It's pretty cool. Nice and Satan's service. All
right.
All right, so once you get your table set up, you also need, you know, the table is for card playing. I know Fassel likes to come to my home game and slop his big drinks on my table and knock them all over and stain them.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be just for card playing.
Right.
So you should put the drinks somewhere else.
Right.
And this next guy had a really ingenious idea, and I really wish I would have came up with it, but, you know, I spent my one good idea coming up with Florida's Poker Magazine. But, you know, you're still due one. So
that's right.
Maybe you'll come up with something later, but not this one, because this guy came up with.
Just remember, I came up with the podcast, pal.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Tell me who you are and who you're with.
My name is Tony Lynn, and I'm the president and owner of Suited Inc. We have we sell a little drink side tables.
Okay.
Triangular in shape, so they fit perfectly between two players. If you don't play cards, they work great in your home theater.
Yeah, great. All right, so they come in, it looks like you've got a couple different finishes here, right?
Yep, they're solid birch. They come in espresso, pecan, black, and rosewood.
Okay.
They come knocked down furniture, so they ship very affordably.
Okay.
We've got accessories that go with them. We've got stainless steel cup holders. We've got casters you can put underneath them.
Okay.
But we can set it up for a cue rack.
All right. You know, oh, wow, look at that, for the pool room.
Right.
Yeah,
so you can do a lot of different things with them. They're very versatile. Absolutely.
Okay. Great. And what do they run?
They run $89.99. We're selling them for $70 here at the show.
Okay.
But we're, $89.99 at PokerSideTables.com. That's where you'll find us.
Okay.
And, that's it. There's no rocket science going on here. But we're solving a problem that every player who has a home game has had.
Well, I got to say, you know, I run around the house looking for, like, anything I can do to instead of, like, four, like, mismatched things. So.
Right. Yeah. The thing that works great about them is because they're triangular and not square, they don't get in your way.
Exactly. So you can fit them right between two people
pretty
easily.
Two players perfectly, They fit perfectly.
Perfect.
That's it.
All right, great. Thank you.
I loved them. I saw the pictures of them, and we're going to run them in our magazine. I thought it was pretty ingenious.
Yeah, like you say, they fit right in, you know, because, you know, not a lot of us have big rooms and stuff, big party halls where we can set the poker table up and have lots of room.
Right.
So you're kind of always wedging stuff in, so it's a good place to slap those tables right in.
Yeah, they're smart looking table, and it looks like it was, you know, the finish was three different finishes,
so
you can match all your interior. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's pretty smart. I like them.
All right, so Chris, the good folks at DB Dealer Button have been a good fan of Annie Up and sent us some swag to give some of our listeners, so it's always nice to talk to them out there. And he has some new products this year, so let's listen to Jeff.
All right, so DB Dealer's made a lot of appearances on Annie Up. It's great for home games, right?
Great, yes. They're digital dealer buttons, which dealer buttons with the blind times built in. We just got patented this year, so.
And what are some of the new products? I see you got some new ones here this year.
We have Flame playing cards, 100% plastic. We've got the card covers decision maker. Basically, it's a little wheel you spin on the your card cover.
Because you have no idea what you're going to do,
right? Yeah, it tells you to go all in, bluff, or tells you whether you need a cocktail.
And you got some bling here too, some
Yes. My fiance makes poker chip necklaces, $100 chip necklaces, and put some Swarovski crystals on them. So we got a little bit of everything for a home game. We have gift sets. They're perfect gifts for birthdays, you know, Father's Day, that kind of thing, where you get a dealer button and two decks of cards.
Great, and I know there's some other people that are kind of encroaching on your territory here.
Yeah.
What makes your guys better than theirs?
Simpler, easier to use. You don't have to sit there and program your button for 20 minutes. Everybody usually uses the same blinds each time and knows how they go up. So, and each game's different, so you don't have to reprogram it. So right there at your fingertips, easy to use.
All right, great. And tell people where they can buy it.
www.dbdealer.com.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I want you to know he was not wearing apple-bottom jeans and getting low, low, low during that interview. He resisted the,
the music
hypnotic trances of the music being beamed from the liquor stand down the road.
But I love this product. I've always thought it was nice. The simplicity of it is what is the best part. You know, even when I was training for that race against Faso,
that's right.
I used the dealer button. I had it in my pocket, and it told me how fast I ran. And I heard it go beep when I had a minute left. When I wanted to set my time, I knew I had to run faster. So it's versatile. It could be used for anything. And I like the simplicity of it. And it's great that they're always thinking of better products and newer things every year and coming back to Vegas. So
absolutely. And as I mentioned, there are competitors out there now, and the next one has taken the button to a little new level, and they're the official button of the World Series of Poker, and we'll hear a little bit about that from the Ultimate Dealer Button people.
So can you tell me who you are and who you're with?
I'm Nagin Cooper with the Ultimate Dealer Button.
Okay, and what is the Ultimate Dealer Button?
It is a pre-programmable timer for your home games, your tournaments. Basically, it keeps track of your rounds up to 19. Pre-program before your tournament starts, and it keeps track of what round you're on, how much time is left, what the small blind, big blind, antes are. At the beginning of each round, you just press start, and it keeps track of it for you. And at the end, an alarm sounds. Press the start button again, it'll stop. You can take a break in between, and then just press start again when you're ready to continue your tournament.
Great, and it sounds pretty customizable for your individual tournament.
Completely, yes. Up to 19 rounds, you can go up in increments of whatever you want to for the blinds, and takes just 2 or 3 minutes to pre-program before the tournament starts, and you never have to do it again if you, you know, keep the blinds and antes at the same for every tournament. So it's very, very foolproof.
Okay, so it's the official dealer button of the World Series of Poker I saw here, but they don't use it out there, actually. They get the big clocks,
right? No, there's too many, yeah. I mean, nobody... We hope to be like that someday, where it can be synchronized and there could be one on every table, but, you know, that's down the road. But it is perfect for home games. You can have multiple tables and have them all on every table, or one for the whole entire tournament. It's just whatever each individual person chooses to do.
Okay, and what do these cost?
Online, we sell them normally for $29.95 plus shipping. At the trade show, we're selling them at half cost at $15 for your first button, and every button thereafter is only $10.
Okay, and what is your website?
www.ultimatedealerbutton.com.
All right, great. Thank you.
See, now she says button like me.
Yeah, you know what? And we've emailed them, so I don't exactly remember where they're from. Maybe right. They are from Con.
Button. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, you know? Okay, if that makes you feel better.
Say. Well, it says the official of the World Series. I'm glad you asked that. Because I don't think it could ever possibly be the official button of using, you know.
Well, yeah, but they don't have, like, they don't give you Milwaukee's best out there.
No, that's true.
Because
that's true.
All, you know.
That's
marketing.
True. I remember seeing the size of this button, though. It's pretty large.
It's a little bit bigger. Well, it's probably twice as big as the DB dealer button.
Right.
And, I mean, you're getting more information on there. You know, if you don't want to download some freeware or have a laptop next to your table when you play, it's a great solution for that.
Yeah.
And it passes around and serves the dealer button as well, too.
All right, pretty cool.
No matter what you put on your cards, sometimes you can lose them in the muck. Or if not... You always want to have your own personality on your card protector. Keep those cards safe and snug.
Or snape and sug.
Snape and sug, that would work too.
I'm sorry, I don't understand that last phrase. Please repeat it again.
And not all of us have time to go off on an archaeological dig and find our own fossils
right.
to put on the card.
Right.
So fortunately, no less than 3 companies were out at the show this year showing you how... You can add some personality to your card protector.
Wow.
And we'll start with the first one, whose products you've already seen on the World Series of Poker.
Okay. Tell me who you are and who you're with.
Seth Weinger. I started Poker Face. Faces, Inc. We have a comedy line of card protectors, which is the pet rock for poker.
And they very, the comedy is the right word. They're very animated, aren't they?
They are. The whole idea is poker is still a game, and the more serious people take it, the more light we try to make it. When I made a final table last year, I had somebody tell me, I kept on calling you because I figured you can't play poker with the funny.
And which of your protectors were you using then?
The one I play with my nuts on the table. Nothing but the nuts, baby. All of our card protectors are a play on words that are poker terms.
Okay.
The most famous one is the shark,
right,
which obviously Umberto Brennus made famous when we introduced the company 2 years ago by saying to the whole Amazon room, how do you say shark in Spanish? And proceeded to scream out his name to the ESPN cameras. But we have other ones. The rock, which is one of our most famous ones, and the opposite of that would be the donkey.
Alright.
We have both of those. We have the river for the guy to carry the cat that caught the canary smile in a fishing hat. And the other side of that is a real grumpy looking bad beat. We have one of each. We have a couple other plays on words. We're going to be a couple of other comical ones that play on words, like our flush is a gentleman's head swirling down a toilet. There's a total of 15 pieces in all. The only one that really isn't comedy is our Screaming Eagle, and what that is a tribute to the Screaming Eagle poker. Right now, the 101st Airborne provides poker tournaments in Iraq and Afghanistan, and $2 from every sale of our Screaming Eagle poker goes to help buy them supplies, chips, tables, things like that. Also, some of the money goes to what's called the Wounded Warrior Project, which is just that. When guys are coming home with major disabilities, we help support the project that retrains them, gets them new prosthetic limbs, all sorts of stuff. So
James has been one of our big guests on our show, and he's a big into that.
And Kenna will be here in about an hour signing autographs, autographing Screaming Eagles. Kenna's actually who got me involved 2 years ago.
Very good.
With the charitable event, and something we've kind of carried along and plan on carrying out for a long time. So great theme for our 4th of July weekend, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, how do you come up with your different designs?
We started off 2 years ago. The story behind it is I was sitting there playing a live game and at the MGM, if I can say that, but
sure.
it was at a major casino where I saw a guy push all in for $270, get two callers, and then the dealer mucked his hand because he was using a chip as a card protector.
Right.
So I started using, I said, I have to use a card protector. I grabbed something out of my sister's novelty gift shop, and that were just these little rock faces. And at another casino, a drunk asked me, what's that piece of turd on my cards? And that he didn't use that word. And it did. And I came up and said, well, that one's the nuts. And it was a guy with this kind of, a nutty look on his face. And it kind of gave me an idea about coming up with some card protectors that were poker faces. We've actually trademarked the name. And so my wife and I sat down and thought up 48 different
48,
names.
48, really? Wow.
We got everything from King, Queen, Jack, Flush, Royal Flush, all sorts of anything you could think of that would be a poker term, and we tried putting a face to it. And we came up with about a dozen that we thought would be real popular and that we could do with faces. We hired artists to come up with a couple of different concepts. We took those concepts to a sculptor. The sculptor made our molds, and then we mass produce them.
Very good,
and,
very good.
So that's kind of the story behind them. So we have a total of 15, I think I said already, right now. And we've got some other things in the works. We're doing some custom ones. We're talking to people we're doing for poker charities, having their custom card protectors made for online websites. We can do a whole bunch of stuff, and we're going to be doing maybe some characters of some of the players down
players,
the road.
Really?
As well.
Wow,
so,
very good.
Some hopes down the road to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what does a poker face cost?
Online at our website, they're $9.95 plus tax to $12.95, plus shipping rather, to $12.95. We do have retailers across the country that you can also get to through my website. We do have a show special going, which I don't know if that's going to.
Well, make them want to come out next year.
That's right. But no, they're $9.95 to $12.95 online, basically.
Okay.
And they can go to that on www.pokerfaces.tv.
Great.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, so that's .tv as in television.
Yes.
And he's got a cute car with a bunch of faces on it, too, for I'm sure is what they look like. But now, you're not a big fan of of card protectors, right?
Not generally. I've always kind of used
the chip.
The chip.
Yeah, but then he was given a reason why not to use the chip, because
exactly.
They took it.
They could just sweep it up. I might have to think about it. But fortunately, I've got some good options here. If I don't want a face,
yeah,
and they were funny as anything,
yeah.
But if I don't want a face, this next thing actually kind of helps you make decisions, maybe.
Oh, no.
Yes. All right, let's listen about the Poker Die.
All right, so tell me who you are and who you're with.
My name is Joe Fedison. I'm with a company called Poker Die. It is a unique card protector, card cover, that adds a little fun to the game.
It certainly is unique. Tell me a little bit more about it.
Well, it's basically the magic, well, I hate to say the magic eight ball, a TM name, but a poker, you know. Adds a little fun. Comes with a disclaimer. No, it's for entertainment purposes only, but it'll definitely add a little bit of fun to the table. I've used it at the tables for months now, and people buy them off me at the table, and they take them off me all the time because they think it's so unique. They do. It's fun. There's a little die inside. It's a little aluminum cup that has on the outside a couple different things. Mine has some poker tips on it. Shows you the top 20 starting hands. Shows you the odds of on a turn in the river. But inside is a six-sided die that has on it bluff, all in, raise, bet, fold, check. And it's just the way you kind of put people on tilt, too.
Yeah, I bet.
You can sit there because you're the only one looking at it, and they're looking at you, and then you look at it, and you have a monster, and you're like, I'm all in. Now they're wondering, what are you doing? Are you playing for real or not?
Now, have you won any tournaments by using your little poker die?
No, I haven't, but my friend has.
Has he?
And it's a true story. We're from Atlantic City, and we play Borgata. Borgata,
right.
Borgata had their tournament they had where it was a double satellite, $200 to get the $1,000 buy-in, $1,000 to get the $5,000 buy-in tournament. And for the $200 to get the $1,000, I was at the four tables to go, and I was on with him, and he was using it, and he made it into the tournament. When I got done, I asked him. I said, you weren't really using. He goes, yes, I was. And what happened was, it was telling him to go all in. So when he went all in, people folded on him because you're only
massive
four tables.
Aggression. Yeah.
Yes.
Very
yes.
Good.
Now I don't recommend, and it comes with a disclaimer not to do it that way. But I was out the other night at the Taj, and a friend was behind me. I said, all in? I said, watch. I pushed all in, everyone folded. So, you know, can you win with it or not? I'm not to say, but I'll guarantee you one thing. You'll have a lot of fun with it, and people at the table will want to see, even the dealers play around with it. It's a fun, unique product.
All right, and much is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's pokerdie.com.
Okay.
It retails for $9.95.
All right, so it's very cheap.
It's very cheap, and our shipping's $2.50.
All right.
Yeah, so it's very cheap, very easy, and you can also brand it.
That's right.
For companies or corporations who want to put their name out on the poker tables, you can wrap the area, which is about 4 inches by an inch and a quarter, inch and three quarters, of your logo, your brand, your message, whatever you want to do, for poker players, and it'll be on tables. They'll take it. They'll keep it. It's not a throwaway item.
Great, great. Thank you very much.
Now, that's a pretty bold statement. Guaranteed to have fun. Yeah, you could go all in with it and lose. That wouldn't be fun.
Yeah, I mean, are you telling me if you're sitting at a table and you got this thing that you can just shake and annoy people with, and it's got six different options depending on where the die falls, that you're not going to crack a smile and have fun?
It's pretty cool. It's like a maraca or something. You know, you start making some salsa music comes on, you get to start dancing with it. It's pretty cool.
And my favorite part of this interview, too, is this guy is a salesman with a capital S.
Yeah.
And I love that because you're at the show. These people spend a lot of money, go out and set up booths, and a lot of them are fairly good salesmen, but this guy was multitasking. He was passing out literature, he was playing with the die, all this while doing an interview. He did not miss a beat.
Wow, that's cool. Very cool.
Alright, so this one's a little more subdued for those people that want a little personalization, but don't need to be like causing a disturbance at the table.
Right, right.
Shaking or, you know, making a shark. Burp.
Making a shark burp.
So, if you want something a little more understated, here is a pretty good option.
All right, tell me who you are and who you're with.
My name's Lisa Schiller, and our company is TerrapinTreasures.com.
Okay.
And my husband and I make the borosilicate Pyrex hand-blown glass.
Okay.
We do card protectors for the poker industry, and then we have a whole new line of wine glasses.
Very good.
Bridal.
All right. So tell me a little bit about the card protectors that are very unique.
The card protectors detectors are made out of 100% borosilicate glass and borosilicate compatible, which is like a Pyrex.
Okay.
Each piece is handmade, and a lot of them have the dichroic glass, which is a special type of glass that's laser etched.
Okay.
And then we can create any image and put it inside
the
glass.
Oh, really? Okay.
So anything that you see or any picture that you have in a, you know, JPEG file, 300 DPI, we can put it in glass for you.
Wow, very cool.
Which is kind of a new concept in the last couple of years.
Yeah, really.
So we can market towards poker rooms specifically, or big tournaments,
right,
and that kind of thing, or put people's grandchildren in kind of stuff.
All right, and what do they usually cost?
Well, they retail out for $30 on the website.
Okay.
It's $35 with shipping and handling, and that ships anywhere in the world.
Okay.
At the show, we're having a special. It's $20 and $30 for the two different styles.
And it's the same price for custom ones if they send a photo, or
ones,
more?
For the first time that you ever place a custom order, there's a setup charge,
okay,
which is for the dichroic company that makes the image that
okay
we put inside. That's their thing. And it's a $60 for a custom setup, and that's however many you want.
Okay.
And then we charge $20 for the actual card.
The actual protector. Very good.
Yeah, so if somebody's ordering 100, you know, it's $2,000, and we usually waive the setup fee
okay
in the larger. But a lot of people just want their grandkid.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, it's really personable. So.
Exactly. And the main thing we've kind of focused on are things that are poker-oriented, like the pocket aces,
yeah,
and royal flush, and that kind of thing. I have noticed that a lot of people, you know, they really like the individual pieces and just pick out what they like
okay
the four-leaf clover.
Yeah.
I've had a couple people, but we're Irish, oh, I got to have that four-leaf clover. You know, so it's been really neat.
Very good.
It's our first, we've known about the show, but this is our first
time
actually
out here
vending it. And we, Ideal Poker as well.
Oh, yeah, okay.
For card player cruises, so
oh,
we
yeah
had the stuff out there. But this is our first real trade show
to
see what the market is.
That's a good
is
one to start with.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
I kind of wish we did it 2 years ago. When the internet companies were all still in here.
Yeah.
But it seems a little, you know, a little smaller.
Yeah, it's a little different now.
But yeah.
Oh, man, what is the website?
The website is www.terrapintreasures.com.
All right, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, see, I like this because it does two things. One, you know, you can make the card protector what you want it to be. You're not subject to what they're making it. You can make it whatever you want.
Absolutely.
And I liked when she said you could put, like, a photo of your kids in there and stuff. Maybe this will stop, like, Joe Awada from bringing 145 different, you know, pictures of his kids.
Photo album out.
Yeah, basically covering half the table with the images of his children.
Yeah, but he's going to need a separate card protector for every kid.
Oh, yeah. So. It's, like, it's like playing marbles in the corner. Because they're made out of glass. But really, I mean, you could put, like, a family photo in there or someone you want to look at. And that's kind of cool, you know, personalizing it for yourself. Whereas these other ones, you know, they're just made and you got to like one and pick one out. So that's kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah, very personal. All right, so, you know, we've had some listeners have asked us to get some stuff on the Annie Up store for their kids to wear.
Right.
You know, my father can beat your, or my dad can beat your dad at poker.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. So I was kind of drawn to this next guy. There are lots of clothing people out there selling the clothing lines, but this guy had something a little unique. He had a separate kids line for his gambling clothing, and I'll let him tell you all about that.
Tell me who you are and who you're with.
Well, my name's Sean Baker. I'm the owner-operator of Gambling Clothing Company. We're a company based out of Canada, and we've just branched out into the U.S. In the state of Nevada, and looking to hit the poker market real hard right now. We also launched our kids' clothing line. It's called Playin', and it's been a huge seller so far. So hope to see everybody wearing our gear. And
all right,
thank you very much.
So tell me a little bit about what some of the stuff is you offer. So you got hockey jerseys and...
We offer custom jerseys. They're the RBK jerseys, and you get the custom logo, you get our logo on the front and your name and custom number on the back.
Okay.
We offer ladies' gear, guys' gear, different types of logos are mostly with the gambling theme. We offer FlexFit hats, best hats on the market, and a lot of kids' clothing as well.
Yeah, sure. Let's look at the kids' clothes. Tell me a little bit about that.
The kids' clothes, we needed something to be able to give to juniors or kids that doesn't represent gambling itself. So we wanted to still stick with the card theme and came out with the name Playin' and still with the patented spade. And we came out with the, I put my dad on tilt and I put my mom on tilt. My brother did the artwork for it. And we also did the My Poker Face t-shirt. So, yeah.
Very good.
Kid stuff, more to come. So this is the tester right now. So
okay,
so
far, and where can
so
people
good.
Go to get it if they're not here at the expo?
Go to www.gamblinclothing.com.
Now, like last week when I got a kick out of the high-class British accent, yeah. I love the Canadian saying boot like that. That was awesome.
Absolutely.
Reminds me of my buddy's Rush, you know. I love being
a
Canadian.
Yeah, he had a male-sounding voice.
Very nice. Very nice.
All right, so the next one is kind of like a one-stop shopping for your poker supplies. They have all kinds of different things, but they have one particular product that drew me in, and he mentions it in here. But go to the website, and they got all kinds of different stuff. But the one, I saw some people walking around with it, and we'll talk a little bit after the clip.
All right, tell me who you are and who you're with.
My name is Martin Larson. I'm with PokerShopping.com.
All right, and what is PokerShopping.com?
PokerShopping is an online retail poker supply business. We're out of Florida.
Is it out of Florida? Great.
We're out of Florida, so we came up here for the show. This is our third year doing it. And so we just bring up some of our supplies, get our name out to customers, and try to get new merchandise in.
All right, tell me about some of the stuff that you brought this year.
Some of the stuff that we brought is our autographed poker chip that we came out with ourselves.
Okay.
It has an oversized poker chip, has the marker in the nine
That's
yard.
That's great.
So you can meet celebrity, you get their autographs. It's kind of a cool,
very neat,
fun
very
gimmick.
Neat. And that's just $5 too.
It's $5, yeah, it's cheap. We have some of the supplies that we sell on our website. We have the Ultimate Poker Customizer, which actually customizes the poker chip.
Okay.
You print your picture on it, you stick it on the chip. You have your own picture, or a company can get their own logo on the chips, whatever. We have card protectors from Poker Weights that we sell, and some different chips, chip sets, shufflers, books. Basically, just some of the small selection that we carry on our website.
Very
just
good.
To get our name out, basically, is what we're here.
All right, great.
And it's fun to come to Vegas.
Absolutely. It's always fun to come to Vegas.
Yeah.
All right, it's PokerShopping.com, right?
PokerShopping.com.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, so these autographed chips, I know it's hard to describe on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
But I tell you, if you've seen Flavor Flav on any one of his 90 VH1 reality shows...
Why did I know you were going to say that?
This is the one thing from the expo that he would have purchased for his personal collection. These were big, big chips with a little necklace around, and it came with a little marker that like attached to it.
Uh-huh.
And I got to tell you, Chris, I busted the gut the entire time I was there watching those middle-aged guys... belly away from the girls pouring shots in their mouth with these big poker chips on there with scribbles on it that they've got from their poker legends that they ran into.
Oh, my God.
But whoever came up with that idea at PokerShopping.com was a genius. They were a lot of fun. I did not wear one, but it was fun to watch other people wearing them. And, you know, you're out there, you're trying to get autographs of your favorite stars. That's a great way to do it.
So clearly this chip dwarfs the monster chip that we were so impressed with last year.
Very, it was bigger, but probably not as thick.
Oh, okay, it was a little thinner.
But I don't know, yes, but it was the monster chip of the year since the monster chip guy wasn't out there.
Well, as Flavor Flav would say, yeah, boy!
All right, so we go over big chips, and we'll finish this whole expo run with a clip about big heads. You know, I love bobbleheads, but I quit it at the Times. I made a big deal about my bobblehead collection.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I start giggling when I see bobbleheads. I love seeing these oversized heads. I mean, except for yours. Yours is, you're born that way, so I don't
Well, that's why I'm your partner. You're like looking at me, my head going back and forth like this.
But I'm sure a lot of our listeners have seen these poker bobbleheads out there. He's got all the big stars. Some of them are sold out, including two of them that I own.
Wow.
But he had a whole bunch of more there, and so let's hear a little bit more about the Pokerheads.
Can you tell me who you are and who you're with?
My name is David Miller. I'm with Pokerheads, Inc.
Okay, so it's all bobbleheads, it looks like, right?
Yes, definitely. All bobbleheads. And, all the professional poker players.
And so those are huge giveaways, and now they're into the poker world. How many different players do you have?
We have had 27. We're sold out of about, like, five of them now.
Okay.
So we have 21 right here, but right now, currently, Phil Helm is sold out, Chris Ferguson, Devilfish and Sam Farhan.
Wow, okay, yeah. So Devilfish sold out.
Devilfish sold out.
A lot of English. A
lot of English buying, yeah.
All right, now where can people buy them if they're not here at the expo now?
They can buy it on our website. It's pokerheads.net. So you can buy from there. There's also plenty of stores out in North America and Europe if you want to buy it. And those would be basically the places to.
Great. And what does a bobblehead cost?
Costs about $20 online. Some of them are on special now, some of the early series that we did, so they go for around $10.
All right, great. So some of the ones that are sold out, are those collector's items now?
They are collector's items, definitely.
Excellent, great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love how you threw that line in there about, okay, this means that mine are going to be worth more money now.
Exactly.
Thanks for reassuring me.
I'm trying to boost the price that I can get for my Devilfish and Jesus. You know what? I just realized I didn't buy either one of these for myself, but Laura bought them for me. She bought me a Devilfish and the next year a Jesus. So I've got the Jesus and the Devil.
And so you got the Jesus fish, too. You know, the
fish.
Oh,
very
right?
Nice.
There you go. So I took it upon myself to go on their website and look at some of the things because I'm going to put this in our magazine. And I used Scotty Wynn,
uh-huh.
And I used Phil Hellmuth,
right.
And they looked
so
like them.
Well. Yep.
So then I said, well, I got to get a woman on here, so I got Jennifer Harmon. And I have to say that if I was Jennifer Harmon, I would be pretty upset that was my bobblehead doll. It doesn't look anything like her.
It was a funny story, too, is that they had a bunch of them on special, and I wanted to give them to some folks at the Times as gifts for me walking away.
Right.
And for all the women, I bought Jennifer Harmon, so I bought five Jennifer Harmons.
Wow.
And so when I came back to interview the owner later on, his assistant said, here's the guy that bought five Jennifer Harmons. So I wanted to find out if I was a huge fan or something. And I'm like, no, I like Jennifer Harmon, but, you know, I'm not a stalker. Not putting one in every room of my house.
Attention, Marco. Attention, Marco.
But some of them are funny. Like, you know, Mike Matisau, they got him when he was had a haircut.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't as quite as a hairy. And, and the Scott Fishman one I thought was pretty cool.
They're all cool. I mean, I think it's pretty funny. I mean, it's to be immortalized in a bobblehead doll is like my dream.
We'll see if we can work on that for the Annie up store.
All right, well, nice job again. I think it's great that you got all these interviews, and sorry I wasn't there with you, but you did a great job, and man, way to wrap it up with the bobbleheads.
Backstage, the girls were playing five cards, stood by the stairs.
Hi, this is Cindy Violet, and you're listening to Annie Up.
Lily had two queens. She was hoping for a third to match her pair.
All right, Chris, you're fired. You tried last week.
I didn't do too bad.
I don't know. But, you know, I need to get back. I need to get back on practice.
I know.
We've got to
get you back on the saddle.
And, all right, so let's take a look from this hand from Felipe, I believe his name is.
Okay.
With an F.
Okay.
Not PH. It's
okay.
An F.
Okay.
All right. And he says it's a cash game hand.
No, I love that.
On Bodog.
Never played there.
Yeah, I know. We don't get very many hands.
Yeah, we know Bodog is where Evie is. So.
Yeah, that's true.
So you may want to play there now.
All right, so he says blinds were 50 cents, $1. It's a $100 buy-in table. It's not $5, $10 like at Derby Lane Diner. 50 cents, $1. Buy-in is $100, and most players were near the $100.
Okay.
So.
All right, that's
fair. It was a new table.
Yeah, it's probably a new table.
All right, so our hero here has Queen, Ten of Spades, and a small blind. Very dangerous place, I think.
Are you sure you don't want to do the hand?
My favorite hand.
Because it's your favorite hand.
It is, but, you know, we'll see.
All right, we're in a small blind with it.
We're in a small blind.
I like having that hand, though, in a small blind. I like being able to see the flop with that hand.
Oh, do you? All right.
I like it.
I have a feeling we're going to disagree on this hand. We'll
all
see.
All right, let's see what happens.
All right, so he says he calls a raise from early position that was to
$2. That's... Yeah,
4x there, right?
Yeah. All right. No, it's 50 cents a dollar, right?
Yeah, but blinds are... Or blinds are 50 cents a dollar.
Yeah, so you only min-raised from
right.
Early position.
So it's a min-raise.
So you already messed up the hand. See, I know what it's like, man, so I sympathize with you.
All right, so there are four people in the pod for $8. All right, so you like to see a flop with Queen-10,
suited.
With that many people coming in, you know, for if I'm the last of the four, if three people are already in, yeah, I wouldn't mind. For a $50, 50 more, I might see a flop with a suited queen 10.
All right, so this is what I say about that. Because this is the justification that almost everybody that plays this hand like this says, it's just a $1, but we'll see the flop.
Yeah.
Well, it can go wrong.
Yeah.
And then invariably what happens is you get a piece of it, or even you think you get a monster, you're completely out of position for the rest of the hand, and next thing you know, all your chips are gone, the guy gets up, leaves the table, goes to Tijuana, and you're like sitting there like, what happened?
Well,
and then you think back, and you wonder what happened, and it all goes back to you saying, oh, it's just a $1.50 free flop. That's what happens. That's why I don't like to play out of small blinds.
All right, are you done?
All right.
Because the one thing that I've learned, being your partner in business now, is to be patient. And I think with Queen 10, you can be patient with the hand. If the flop hits you with just a queen, you don't get too involved. It's still just a queen with a crappy all kicker. Right.
Okay.
But if you hit the right hand, you could bust that idiot who min-raised under the gun or all other right. position. So you want to hit the right textured flop for this hand. I'm not saying get over-involved if you hit a queen or a 10. I'm just saying it could be the type of hand that could be disguised, but could also make a monster, especially queen 10 suited.
So, all right, so
I'm
you're disciplined enough
to get away
to
from
understand
it.
What is a good flop and what is not a
yes.
good flop.
Yes.
Then
although we'll
you're
see.
Call.
We'll see after you progress the hand.
All right, let's
but
see.
Right now, I don't mind seeing a flop, especially if I'm the fourth guy calling.
All right, well, you're probably a third. Because
well, I don't know if big blind call now, but yeah. But even so, when you think the big blind might call, yeah,
gotcha.
You got four-handed.
All right, here comes the flop. 10 of hearts, 10 of diamonds, king of hearts.
Shove.
Shove?
I've lost my
you
patience.
You had 100 bucks and you put what?
I've lost my patience.
Put two bucks in. And you're ready to go to the mat.
All right, so I'm going to check here because I want to see. Normally you bet out a hand like this, and normally I would, but I want to see what they're going to do. I don't know what these players are like. Is going to give us information, but I think I might check here and try to mix it up a little. Most of the time, if I hit trips like this, I'll bet out hoping a guy has ace-king, but in this case, I feel like checking.
All right. So the two hearts don't scare you if it checks around?
Nah. No, most people bet their draws. I'm hoping to check raise is what I'm hoping.
You're hoping to check raise.
So if somebody has hearts,
a chance
they're gonna bet.
That there's not going to be a bet that you can raise on.
Yeah, I'm thinking there's going to be a bet with four people in the pot. Someone's going to want to put some money out there. So I'm hoping
and
to check
pre-flop raise.
Yeah, especially with a pre-flop raise.
Okay. You know what? I think I'm going to agree with you here.
Holy cow. You said
well, mostly
gonna...
because I'm in the small blind and I don't want to waste my money here.
Yeah, I'm out of position, so.
Exactly.
Get a chance to check raise and take it down.
All
plus,
right.
plus, a check raise is deceptive because they make it makes it seem like you're on the flush draw when you're actually not.
Ooh, I like that.
All right, let's go.
That's second level.
Yes.
Well, maybe one and a half
levels. One and a half levels, but all it's because right. we were in a small blind and I paid one and a half more to see the flop.
All right, so our hero, though.
Bets out.
Bets.
No
actually,
kidding.
He says raise, but we know he means bet.
We know he meant bet.
And $3.
And I don't have a problem with that.
All right. I think that's probably the standard by the book kind of way to play this hand.
Though I think the bet is small.
It is probably too small.
I think that anybody who has a flush draw would gladly call, you know, $3 to win 11. So they're getting almost 4 to 1 on their money to hit a flush draw. So I would bet more. I would probably bet pot if
bet
I'm
pot.
Going to
yep.
bet.
Exactly. All right.
You agree with me?
I'm agreeing with you.
Wow.
I feel pretty
I think
sick.
It's going to fall apart in a few minutes, though.
All right. Well, we'll see. Now, he says there's no overcard of the tens that I would have checked. But if another king came out, I could be down.
Yeah.
King.
All right. Yeah.
So that's true. You got the king over there.
Right.
All right. So we the button calls, and the pot is $14.
All right. So just know our heads up, which is ideal.
All right.
And the button calls. That means the razor didn't call. So that's interesting.
Yep.
This guy might have something like king queen.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I can't imagine him calling. Well, what? He probably has either a king, a ten, or a flush draw.
Or two hearts. Yeah. He could have.
Or
queen,
a jack queen.
Yeah. He could have queen jack.
Sure. All right. All right, so the turn is the five of clubs.
Okay, that's a good card for us.
Yes, we can't be scared of that at all.
No, we shouldn't be.
All right, so you're going to bet out now, right?
Yeah, now I'm betting. If well, how much was in the pot, you said? 14?
14, yep.
Yeah, I'm going to bet like 12, 10 to 12.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
He bets 8.
That's not too bad, but it's half pot, roughly.
At this point, your head's up. I want to find out what this guy's made of. And
yeah, that's not too bad. We talked about this last week, I think. Two-thirds of the pot's okay. But it's probably not enough to make a guy fold who has like king, queen, or ace, king, or even a draw, maybe.
Right.
Maybe a draw. I think you'd want to bet pot if you're positive he's on a draw, though.
Absolutely. Okay, so he bets $8, and he is raised to 24.
Well, now it looks like the guy's got a 10. And whether or not our kicker's good now is when you're getting involved
yeah,
in
so it. So there are four cards. We don't want a five. We don't want to hold the king.
Yeah.
Or an ace.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, no.
Three cards, I guess.
Yeah, three cards. So I'm thinking that I think he may have a 10-2, but you know who knows? He could have Jack 10. You know. So I'm gonna have to call that, I think.
All right, and that's exactly what he does.
All right.
So pot's now $62. And, of course, he's worried about the King 10, 10 ace.
See, King 10.
Always got to be worried about Ace 10.
Yeah, Ace 10, of course, the best
hand. Some knuckleheads think that's the best hand.
But I am not afraid of King 10, and I'm not afraid of 5 10. So I'm thinking he may have something like Jack 10.
All right. Now, he says he also might be on a hard draw trying to end it right there.
Yeah, that's true, too. It's possible, but you're opening the betting up again with a draw.
Yeah, I don't think that's consistent with the flush draw. No. He's going to bet out. I think he's just going to be happy that he's going to get to see that last card for $80.
Yeah, especially since he only called the bet earlier. Yeah. If he's going to raise, why would he do it now?
Exactly. So I would probably discount that and a straight draw at this point and know that I'm up against another 10. It's just a matter of whether my 10 is bigger than his 10, right?
I think so.
Homewood makes it simpler.
I think so. But we'll see.
All right.
You know, online, you never know.
I guess you could also have pocket fives and just made a set there.
Yeah, but I doubt he calls there with pocket fives earlier bet.
Yeah.
Why would he call with pocket fives for a two-outer? That'd be a donk.
It is online.
Yeah, well, we'll see. If he does that, then I'm going to be shocked.
All right, so here we go. Going to the river, queen of hearts.
Sweet. Sweet. I mean, you're only losing the one hand, really. You know, other than king ten, you're losing the pocket king. So I doubt king ten would have raised me that much there. So it seems like we have the best hand.
Could also be a straight flush out there, right?
Yeah.
Am I reading the hand correctly?
What was it, a king of hearts? Yes. A queen of hearts, I mean?
Yeah. Ten of hearts, king of hearts, queen of hearts.
Could be a royal, so.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
But you know what? If a guy has a royal, more power to him.
Exactly. Oh, you're sounding just like Mike Sexton more of a day. All right, so you got the full house. He had raised you, so do you slow down and make him bet here?
Well, I think I'll check, and see how much he bets, and then we'll see what I do from there. But what does he do?
All right, he bets out $25. Because I guess the problem with checking there is...
You don't want to lose a bet.
Yeah, the guy now thinks, oh my God, he called, so he must have a 10-2, and my 10 kicker isn't good, and I'm just going to check it down.
Again, it goes back to people. I don't know what this guy plays like. If I thought he was real aggressive, I would check. But yeah, you don't want to lose a chance to make a bet either.
Yeah.
25 is a pretty good amount. That's the kind of, hey, you got to call me kind of bet.
All right, very good. So he's $25, and his opponent goes all in for $75.
You can't fold now.
No. Yeah,
so,
right?
You got to call and watch him turn over King 5 or King 10 or whatever it was. King 10.
All right, so he calls. He turns over Queen 10 of clubs.
Ah, same hand.
Same hand.
Same hand. Played exactly the way you probably would.
And I love these hands where you're sitting there trying to outthink each other, and you've got the same hand. I love that every time I see it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the fun that at a live table, too, and you got this back and forth, and people are staring down, and you flip your cards up, and then...
Everybody laughs.
By that, oh my God, we had the same hand. And then, invariably, when this happens, I had the same hand and folded at some point. And I'm like, ah!
And then you'll hear Mike Sexton say, well, it's going to come down to who wants it more. Because they both have the same hand. Whoever bets first will take this down. But that usually means when they miss the pot. This guy, obviously, I missed the flop. These guys hammered the flop, and it's pretty much exactly what you expected. I knew he had a 10. He had to have had a 10 there. I just thought it was Jack 10. So, yeah, there's no way I was folding that hand at the end there.
All right, well, we'll stay in there and split that pot, and keep your hands of the week coming.
Absolutely. We use them, obviously. There's another good case.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks for going to Vegas, Scott, and leaving me behind. I appreciate it.
Well, next year maybe you'll decide you want to come. There's nothing else to get that booze poured into your mouth.
Yeah, right. Teetotaler goes crazy in Vegas. I'm Chris Cosenza.
And I'm Scott Locke.
And we'll see you at the tables. Annie Up is a production of Annie Up Magazine and is edited by Chris Cosenza. If you'd like to contact us, send an email to podcast@antiupmagazine.com. Some music used in this episode comes courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network. Broadcasting from AnnieUpMagazine.com in Tampa Bay, Florida. We'll do that again.
Fine.
Take two. Broadcasting from Tampa Bay Magazine, and that's not the name of our website. There we go. Good thing we're not live on the radio.